And so to the latest rift between Australia and East Timor. Just as a treaty to confirm the first maritime boundary between the countries is due to be formally signed in New York tomorrow. The ABC can confirm the treaty places the border in the position advocated by Timor, halfway between the two countries. But the two countries have failed to agree on how to develop the vast Greater Sunrise oil fields with deposits worth an estimated $50 billion. In a letter obtained by PM, Timor's chief negotiator, Shanana Gusmao, accuses Australia of essentially colluding with oil companies to pipe Greater Sunrise oil and gas to Darwin instead of Timor. Here's an extract.
The civil society of both countries could also potentially perceive this as a form of collusion between the government of Australia and Darwin LNG partners and/or the Sunrise joint venture with the support of the Commission to secure the pipeline and LNG plant from Greater Sunrise to Darwin. And worse still, these offers could also be perceived by international transparency organisations as a form of bribery to the government of Timor-Leste, insofar as it appears to be an unjustified payment to secure an unfair and unacceptable business advantage.
Our reporter Peter Lloyd has that letter exclusively. We spoke earlier. Peter Lloyd, just outline for us what the concerns are in this letter.
Well, this letter is the first official confirmation, Linda, of the terms of the deal, the maritime boundary halfway between the two countries. But where it goes off the rails, where there's a deep sense of disquiet in Dili, is the conditions and the proposals which have come from the Australian side. Basically, what's happened is the negotiations began being about the maritime boundary. Australia expanded that into being a resolution of the issue of how to develop the Greater Sunrise field between Australia and Dili. The Australians were proposing a split of 80-20, 80% to the Timorese if it comes to Darwin for processing. Timor was countered by saying they'll take a 70% split of the deal if it comes to Timor, and that's a deal breaker for them. It's always been an article of faith for the Timorese that the processing of that oil and gas happens on Timorese sovereign territory.
And what is the history of this? Because it's not just a recent negotiation, is it?
No. Look, basically, there's always been an argument in Dili that oil and gas is only of great value to the country if it's processed in the country. So there's a whole lot of downstream advantages and economic growth that come with having the oil and gas processed in the south coast of Timor. They've developed what they call a petroleum hub there on the south coast. They say it's worth hundreds of jobs and potentially tens of billions of dollars in downstream development, plus education, health, infrastructure, knowledge transfer. All of that development that comes with the processing, they say, is the advantage of having it processed in Timor. If it's processed in Darwin's potentially a downstream benefit to the Australians of $25 billion. Now, that's the money the Timorese say should rightly be going to them for a development of their country. They've accused the Australians in negotiations at the Commission of effectively colluding with ConocoPhillips and Woodside Petroleum to pull forward this proposal that would go to Darwin. And they've had some pretty strong criticisms in the letter of the Commission itself. They're very unhappy about the technical experts that they say knew nothing about Timor. They said they produced a shockingly superficial assessment of the benefits to Timor and advantaged the Australians in an impartial way. So Shanana Gusmao, who was the Prime Minister and President of Timor, he's now the Chief Negotiator, excoriating both Australia and the process before the UN Commission.
And what has Australia said in the past about East Timor's accusations? We are putting it to the Australian government, of course, that this letter now makes new accusations. But what's Australia's response been to East Timor's claims in the past?
They've really never been very explicit about their views on it, and neither have the extractive industries like Woodside. They tend to run dead on this issue in public because they don't want to get into a fight with the Timorese about what the Timorese say is happening. This is a Timorese argument, remember, that they say Australia is colluding. Australia says it's not colluding, but simply doing what's in the best national interest of Australia to produce a better economic benefit. That $25 billion isn't going just to Woodside, they say, but it also goes to local jobs in Darwin and to producing revenue taxes, which go to the Australian people through taxes.
So, Peter, what does East Timor say it wants to happen now?
Well, Timor's going to sign the maritime boundary tomorrow in New York. They're not happy about the proposals that have been put to them. They say they'll continue working towards a deal with Australia. But there's still a very plain bottom line from the Timorese. They want the pipeline in Timor. They don't accept going to Darwin, and it's a deal breaker for them. They're under some pressure. They've got about $16 billion in the bank of revenue so far. That's starting to dwindle because they're in their last, almost their second last phase of oil and gas being drawn from the final areas of exploitation, and that's probably due to run out in about 5 years' time. So there's a bit of time pressure on Timor to find a deal here, and Australia doesn't have to resolve it quite so urgently, and it could take up to 10 years for the Greater Sunrise development to get underway once a deal is struck on how that split's been done and decisions are made on where the pipeline goes.
Our reporter Peter Lloyd on East Timor's accusations to Australia of collusion with oil companies to pipe Greater Sunrise oil and gas to Darwin instead of Timor. And a disclosure, Peter did work for the government of East Timor in 2012 on an aid project. We have also, as I mentioned, put detailed questions to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and to the office of the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, who is currently travelling in the US. We will bring you any response to those claims from the Australian government as soon as we hear from them.